everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everyone to today's podcast. I'm super excited to have you here, and we're going to talk about a really big topic, and that is fear. Because ultimately, it's the only thing that's holding you back. And I know we talk about a lot about it, but I want to break it down for you so that you can actually take actions and change the supercomputer between your ears and the energy in your aura. Now, before I get to that, I just want to touch base and share some really exciting, fun things that are happening. In my membership, we have got so many exciting things coming up. We've got Rick Michael King is actually teaching a class with me. And we're teaching the returns, the life stages this week, which is so exciting. So we're going to talk Saturn return. We're going to talk Uranus opposition. We're going to talk Chiron. We're also going to talk Jupiter return. I mean, how cool is that? Who even knew that was a thing? So that's coming up. I've got Kim Gould coming up on the podcast, people. She's going to talk about asteroids, where the asteroids are in your chart and how that affects you. I have two really powerful asteroids in one of my hanging gates, and it's really crazy to see how amazingly I attract people to bridge my other hanging gate, and probably because a lot of that energy can flow because of these asteroids. Sound good? Are you intrigued? Well, hang in there, because the podcasts with Kim are coming up, one this week and one next week. And Kim's also coming to teach a couple of classes in my membership, which is going to be super fun and exciting. The other thing that I am in, I'm in discussions with a human design parenting expert. I know, right? You guys send me questions about parenting all the time. It's a massive topic in my membership. So I have found the most incredible expert. She's coming on the podcast later this year. And she's going to be running a session in my membership as well. So look, if you want to join the membership, go to the show notes. You can join at any time. If it's not quite your time, then hang in there, because in January, we're going to have a massive launch for you. The other thing I just wanted to touch base with is, if you want to get an unpack from me, it might be the most amazing Christmas present. I've had a number of people actually get gifted their unpacks for Christmas. And look, I highly recommend it. We are in a massive time of change right now. In fact, we're living through a time of revolution. It started at the end of 2019. It'll go through to 2024. And of course, then we have the new paradigm, 2027. We are in liminal space, people. We have stepped out of who we used to be, and we are moving towards who we are becoming. And, you know, it's messy. So this is a great, great time to get your unpack done, because they are absolutely breakthrough sessions. So again, in the show notes. And that's actually a really good segue. You know, we are in this time of revolution, of change. The next 7 years or so, and let's be honest, it's going to be the next decade, we are going to see so much change. And what I want you to hear right from the outset is, it's up to you whether you think that is good change or bad change. For me, I am pumped. I'm excited. I totally see all the things falling apart, but the meaning I give to that is that there is something more incredible coming. I am putting faith in everything that I have studied within human design, the things that I've read about the Age of Aquarius, the things that I've read about in so many different places that really align to this new world that we're moving towards and the exciting adventure it's going to be. So on that note, and because I'm feeling it so deeply in my soul, I really wanted to have a podcast today to talk to you about fear. Because fear really is the only thing that's holding you back. And without wanting to apply too much pressure, it's the only thing that's holding our planet back. We are in this time of change and, as I say, liminal space. And for those of you that don't know what liminal space is, it's the space between. It's the space that appears once we stop being the old version of ourselves or the old version of humanity, and we step into this space called liminal space, where we are becoming. Now, we can see our future, or at least part of it, and we get to choose what that destination is. We get to choose what that vision, that future self is that we hold. But while we are in liminal space and looking to that future vision of ourselves, we will constantly be banded back to the old version of ourselves if we're not conscious. So that's really what I want to share with you today. Let's talk about fear, remaining conscious, and I want you to understand that what you're feeling right now, no matter where you are, is normal. But what I want you to start to do is drop the looking back, trying to revert back. Then pick up the future and who you want to become, because this journey is really important for our entire planet right now. Okay, so before I jump into some actual tools, I just want to give you an overview of what's going on. So right now, with all of this liminal space, with all of this confusion, with all of this falling apart, we all know that we're moving away from this, the channel of planning. I don't know if you can hear that. My stomach is going crazy. I'm starving hungry. So if you can hear the grumbling, I'm sorry about that. So we're in this time of change. Now, what happens with the human brain, the collective as well, is that as soon as change appears, our brains go into freefall, and they literally go looking for everything they possibly can to tell us the sky is falling, that we can't do this, we can't change. They create chaos and confusion within us, okay, for the purpose to keep us the same. Now, you can see that this is probably happening within you, but you can see that this metaphor is not just the humans. It is the collective. It's the whole planet. We are in chaos right now. And it's a chaos that fear is trying to create to keep us the same. And the truth is, if we stay the same, that is the end of us. The end of us. So what are we going to do about it? Well, this is the time where we need to choose to hold a greater vision forward than the evidence our brains want to tell us of the past. This is a time where we have to consciously choose the meaning we give to things. Now, I want to give you a metaphor of 2020, right? I know that this has been such a challenging year, And each and every one of us has not been immune to the discussions of the virus, the lockdowns, the Black Lives Matter, the elections, all of this stuff that's going on in the world. None of us are immune to it. But what I want you to understand is it's the choices that we make and the meaning that we give to these events that's going to matter now and in the future. Because what we choose to see will have dictated the year, or choose to believe will have dictated what we feel and how we feel about this year. Now, I have got so many clients and I've had so many discussions that it really are aligned to the year that I've had. And I'm going to be honest, and I do wrestle a little bit with saying this, because I don't want anyone to think that the purpose of me sharing this is that I am no different to you. Okay, I am no different to you. We all have the same ability to create in our lives. Yep, we're going to want to create different things. Yep, we're going to manifest them in different ways. Yep, we have our own uniqueness, but we all have our own unique way to achieve, or a unique way to access the same power. Okay, we all have the same power to create. Now, this year for me, 2020, and for us, has been an incredible year. Brilliant year. And to be honest, I launched my first ever mastermind 2 weeks after COVID really became a massive thing. I think in my launch sequence was when we went into lockdown and we filled that mastermind and we filled two more masterminds after that. My private coaching has been going off the charts. It's constantly full. My unpacks constantly full. My membership, we had a massive launch, didn't invest $1 in advertising. It was our practice run, and it done exceptionally well. So what am I doing differently? Because I'm no different to anyone else. It's the choices that I make. Now, one of the things for me is I've faced an absolute ton of adversity. Little 3-5 over here. With, you know, gate 28, so I'm constantly looking for the meaning in life. Like, does life even have meaning? I want to push myself or risk things or do things that probably aren't advised just to find the meaning in life. I'm a 3-5, constantly falling down, constantly making mistakes. But the choices that I've made this year is, well, if I can thrive this year, then I can thrive any year. Now, the crazy thing is, and of course it's not crazy because you guys get how this works, is that the conversations I have had so many conversations with people saying, this has been a great year. Now, let me just be super clear. Not one of those conversations have they said, oh, I'm completely immune to everything that's going on in the world. These are all people that have made the choice to say, well, you know what? Shit got real. So did I. I faced the things that challenged me. You know, we just heard Courtney Ostrowski talk about how 2019 was her dark night of the soul. Yet in 2020, she found her soulmate. These stories are happening all around because these are the people that are facing their fears. These are the people that are doing the work. They're addressing their shadow. They're listening to their authority. They're jumping in to learn human design. They're joining the membership. They're joining the mastermind. They're getting unpacks done, even though there's fear. There's always fear. We're humans, man. It's the brain. But we're moving to a time where the fear is going to drop away. But we have to do the work now. The whole universe is inviting us to address our belief systems. So what does that mean? Well, look at your life. What are the external clues? You know, that's what I call them, the external clues. What are the results, the evidence that you already have? Because this is your belief systems. This is what you believe about the world. So if you have a shitty anything, you believe you deserve a shitty anything. So it's time for you to start addressing those thoughts, that thinking, those stories that you tell yourself and take 100% responsibility. Do the work on you and you will feel like you can thrive, and not just feel, you will thrive in any circumstance. Now, the thing I hear a lot is what I call the handbrake. There's a lot of people that walk around with a handbrake on. They're like, oh, I should just be grateful. Oh, well, it's just 2020, so I'm doing the best I can. I'll wait till next year. This is the thing. The whole universe is inviting us to say, stop waiting. Stop waiting. The planet can't have us wait anymore. And if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, you're creating the life force for this planet. So it's time for you to get lit up. You know, if you're a projector and you're trying to build that muscle of waiting for invitation, but you're kind of like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to try and force my way through it. Stop it. We need you to be guiding us. We need you to see yourself, acknowledge yourself, recognize yourself first, to put value and worth in what you've got and what you can create, so that we can then see that in you and put the invitations out there. If you're a manifester and you think, oh my God, I'm a bit weird, I'm a bit out there, maybe I should just shrink. Dude, this is no more waiting. No more waiting. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you to trust your freak, trust your inner Johnny Depp and do it. Go out there and tell people what you're doing so that we can get on that bandwagon, so you can create, so you can have the team that you will attract. And as for you, my beautiful reflectors, and we've got one of you coming up on an interview very soon, we need you. We really, really need you so that we can see where we're at, so that we can pivot, change, reinvest in love, compassion, and positivity, see where we're still holding on to fear, regret, and let it go, do the work, change our beliefs, heal our inner child, address our shadow, do the work so that we can move forward. Now, what I want you to really understand is that 2020 is like your ultimate litmus test. It has given you the biggest evidence of where you're at right now. So the question becomes, one of my favorite questions for all my clients out there and all my crew, the big question: are you going to settle for what you've settled for in the past? Because if you are, then you're going to live Groundhog Day, whether it's 2020, whether things get better, whether things get worse, it's going to be the same for you. So you want to start choosing not to settle for the things you've settled for in the past. You want to consciously create your new identity. You want to look to the future. You want to hold that possibility. You want to address those beliefs. You want to get curious about your inner child. So notice when your inner child comes out to play. You'll know them by the unresourceful things that you're doing. You'll be projecting your stuff onto someone else. You know, we were watching something on TV last night. I can't even remember what series it was, but it was that classic, you know, like if you are running around bitching and moaning about something someone does, the reality is it's you. Deal with that shit. Deal with it now, because the whole planet, the whole universe is aligned to help you clean it, clear it, heal it, move it, shift it, so that you can hold this greater possibility, because the planet needs you to hold this greater possibility. So let's talk a lot about what fear or what I want you to think in a pragmatic way, okay? So what we're creating is, for a lot of us, we're moving from external control to internal certainty. We're moving from a place of having to have the external validation, or needing to know we're right or correct, or chasing perfectionism, or needing others to guide us, to this place where we're going to get to our internal certainty, our internal guidance. Now that comes from our authority. The bit that trips us up is that thinking comes from the mind, okay? These are the thoughts that we think, the stories that we tell, and our strategy, well, our authority is something that happens, we feel it, okay? So even if you're a mental projector or self-projected or even a reflector, your inner authority is still about feeling. Because you guys are feeling into the people, you are feeling into the environments. So if you guys are not in places that feel good, then that's your inner authority telling you this is not correct for you. But what I want everyone to notice is that fear actually lives between feeling your guidance and thinking your feeling. All right? Replay that again. Because this is really important. Fear lives between feeling your guidance and thinking your feelings. I'll give you an example. I am an emotional MG. We know that. I need to give it time. I need to allow my wave to feel into my wave. Now, one of the other things is being an MG, I have a defined solar plexus, a sacral. So what can often happen is my sacral's going, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And instantly my mind will jump in and say, no, sacral, you quieten down because I have to wait. But what I've actually lost in that moment is the wisdom that the sacral's trying to give me, because I've thought about the way I need to feel, as opposed to feeling things and not attaching meaning to it. Make sense? This is the thing we do so much. We reason with our feelings. We reason with our physical authority inside of us. We reason with why a group or an environment doesn't make us feel good. In that moment, if you don't feel good, you want to just pay attention to it. Nothing more. Pay attention to it. Don't make it right. Don't make it wrong. Don't add a story to it. Don't change it. Don't manipulate it. Just feel it. You might want to write it down. And then come back to it later and be curious about it. But in this place is where we're going to get possibility. Because in that moment, we really, really know the truth for ourselves. Okay? And this isn't something that you can just switch on. You have to build it. So when it comes to fear, notice the stories you tell. Notice how you disregard what you feel. Notice the excuses you make. And in turn, what I want you to do is once you have that future vision for yourself, that identity, then notice those internal guidance. What are the feelings that show up? And notice what your mind does. What is the stories? What is the excuses? What is disregarded? What is not received? That's a biggie that I hear a lot. Because in this time, the more you can feel into possibility, which your internal guidance system is directly connected into, because we live in a quantum world and human design is our own unique quantum. So we always live in possibility. It doesn't have good or bad. It doesn't have right or wrong. Only the mind is going to create that, okay, from the binary. So this is what I want you to understand. I want you to hold a vision for the future. You can create that vision through your mind. Just start with something. But the more you can feel into that vision, like for me, I can remember being a little kid and I used to be absolutely dead set excited every day because I didn't know what was going to happen. So I will often meditate on that feeling in times when I'm feeling stressed or fearful or any of those things that are unresourceful and not serving me. I also choose to apply that to my vision for the future. I watch all these things falling down, and instead of investing my energy in the things that are falling apart, and oh my God, they're falling apart, I invest in, I wonder what the future's going to look like. I wonder what we're becoming. I wonder how this is going to, and of course things come like my billions of millionaires. You know, that's one of part of my vision. What else comes? Part of my vision is, you know, all of our kids or my grandkids will go to school, and it's certainly not going to be a building that they all have to go to and rote learn and learn what they're told to learn, but they're going to go to school with their human design. So every time I get derailed, I'm like, whoa, let's get back to my vision, because my vision comes through something I feel, something that comes through me, not something I think. Okay. Yep. My brain is then engaged in it. I get my supercomputer focused on my future vision. I create that identity. I'm like, what would I do? What would I think? What would I say? Who would I be? Then I step in. Who am I? I use my I ams. I attach that to my identity, which is in my brain, which my unconscious mind will defend to the death. So I'm like, yeah, this is who I'm becoming. But notice it all comes from the feeling in the first place. So guys, I really want you to hear that this is a time that you get to choose. You get to choose what you are creating and the experience you're having. And you know, this is true for always. Notice where you want to invest your focus, your energy, who you want to become, and choose where fear shows up for you, because this is where I want you to really remember you're in liminal space. We all are, globally, universally. So it's our responsibility to put down the thinking mind that is attached to the collective fear and hold possibility for the future. You know, if there's things that have come out of what's happened in 2020 that you don't like, be like, freaking awesome. This has been the catalyst I need to create something new, to create my vision for the future. This has been the catalyst I need to address my beliefs, to address my shadow, to heal my inner child, to learn to love myself more, to be more compassionate, to go deep on my human design and learn it so that I can not only serve me, but I can serve the planet. I cannot stress enough, it's time for us to stop investing in fear and start investing in possibility. And every single one of us matters. Every single one of us matters, because our whole planet's going to a new vibration really, really soon. And it will go to that vibration if we choose to hold the vibration of possibility, of positivity, and learn to let go of fear, because fear is only going to stop us or slow us down. Possibility is going to expand us and take us where we need to go to heal ourselves and heal this planet. So, hey, why don't we all do that? Should we all do that together? I am 100% in. And for those of you that have had a really freaking challenging 2020, I send you all the love in the world. You know, my dark night of the soul was not 2020. It was when I was 28 and I was literally in fetal position, lying on cold concrete in, you know, the middle of winter, lost. And I didn't get to just flick it off. I didn't have any planets helping me to deal with what I had to deal with. So, of course, my will center held on to that pain for way too long. So, guys, you have so much to support you. We all do. So let's all invest in ourselves. Let's invest in each other and really lift the whole planet up to this next vibration. Let's help it go to where it needs to be. Okay, thanks everyone. And I so look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.